Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome aboard the Junk Drawer. This is a podcast where you can listen to the casual conversations of three high school seniors and their friends. In accordance with FCC regulations, all content will be relevant and funny, we hope. We look forward to your participation and enjoy the trip.
Hi everyone, this is the first episode of Drunk Drawer. I'm one of your hosts, Brooke Amy, joined by another host, Lily Byerly.
And
the other host, Anna McDonald.
Joined by our special guest.
Our very first guest.
Ashlyn Roselle.
Rosales.
What do you think of dinner nights? What do you think of them?
Oh, dinner
we're
nights?
We're just going to drop that on everyone. What is a dinner night?
What's a dinner night? Well,
explain
a dinner night.
Explain to the crowd what a, for whoever's
a dinner night?
What a dinner night is.
Well, and when I hear the words dinner night, I think about Ava Nally's house when she all makes us food and we all sit around the table and then do this weird little chant prayer thing that they've got going on, and then we eat really good food. And sometimes it gets kind of hectic, not gonna lie.
Yeah. And
very
perform
wet
willies.
Sometimes it's double wet
willies.
Double wet willies.
Ritualistic cult excursion.
Yeah. And then Lily gets to do all the dishes at the end, which
yes.
is a grand old time.
So this past weekend was...
I was going to say, I've never seen you do that. I wasn't present at the last dinner
This
night.
Past weekend
oh, yeah.
was sesame chicken. We had some
fried
wonton.
Rice, white rice.
We had some.
We had
various rices.
I made the best wonton.
That's false,
ever.
But okay. And yeah, I think I did about 600 dishes if I had to put an estimate on it.
It was like
took
20.
Took me. I don't. Took, for sure, not 20. It's not 20. What was that? Say it
oh.
louder for the people in the back.
No secrets.
No
on the
secrets
podcast.
On, the
no
podcast.
On the podcast.
And I flooded
the
now.
Oh yes. There was an incident. Well after the dishes had
uh-huh.
been done.
We were
relaxing,
Potter.
Watching Harry Potter, and all of a sudden, Anna comes out of the bathroom.
Ghost.
Just sad expression on her face. And Anna, what did you say?
The toilet flooded.
She said the toilet flooded,
this.
And we were all, some of
Half
us were asleep. Ava gets up.
No, Ava does not
get Ava
up.
Ava does not get up.
Grace
no,
got up.
Grace got up, helped...
No.
Resolve the issue, kind of.
Barely.
Anna was left to fend for herself, pretty much.
It was a rough night.
It was a rough one. It was really funny. You know, I had a similar incident at...
I didn't know if we were going to get
We're
going to
go
that's
there.
That's a whole...
Do you want to go?
Do I want to go? I don't know. Maybe you should explain, because you're the person... I guess I was the victim in the situation.
The victim.
So maybe I should explain.
So, I guess... It runs in the friend group, you know, the flooding of the bathrooms.
Runs
the family.
Long story short, actually no, long story long, we have all the time in the world, so why not? So, on a, let's say Wednesday morning, I have no idea, it's probably Saturday, I don't know.
Right.
Anyways, in some morning,
beautiful Saturday morning
of the week,
right.
So we are all, me, Ava, and Lily, and Grace. I always forget Grace is in this story, and I don't. She's probably sitting in the car waiting for it. And Lily is, obviously, as always, taking forever.
Oh, yeah.
But this time, it was especially long, so I, you know, was, we,
oh,
I was,
God.
Like, screaming her name. I'm like, Lily, what's up? It is my house, by the way. It was my house. And I get no response. And then she calls Ava, and I already know something is up. Something is awry, and something is going on
something
inside my house.
Stinky.
And then, yeah.
It
and
stinky,
so Ava starts laughing at this said phone call. And I was like, well, what's going on? And then Ava's like, she clogged your toilet. And water is everywhere, including on the carpet of your bed. So we're gonna be playing a little game. We're gonna be putting Ashlyn on the spot for 5 whole minutes, and we're gonna see what she can answer. She has. Well, you can take as much time as you want to respond.
We'll just think of different
questions.
Yeah.
Burning
questions
that I've been meaning to ask you ever since you came to this school.
All
right.
Lily, you said you had some good ones, so I'm gonna leave this one for you to go first.
Who do you think, out of our friend group, you could easily take in a fight?
Anime doll.
All right.
Okay, I guess you don't need a lot of time.
So that was a solid no, 5 second answer.
I would say Brooke, but I feel like I wouldn't be able to like, get myself to hit Brooke. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? I'm so...
Brooke's so buff.
I'm so, Brooke is so buff. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, Anna, your turn.
Or just defend yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Do you need a second, actually? I think I need... Okay, here's the other side. Who do you think you would not be able to beat in a fight? In
like,
our friend group.
They would easily
like, they would easily destroy you.
Me? Probably Ava, with all her tentative anger and all the side comments.
I feel like she talks a big game.
I think Ava, yeah. I feel like she would just, like...
I think she gets a little scared.
She's my height.
Probably just Anna Marie, because I know, like, me and Samira, like, physically fight, like, often,
right.
Uh-huh. But, like, she can never take me. I would just I'd destroy her every time.
Fair.
So I feel like...
I think it would just pent up rage. Not against you, but against
anyone.
Yeah.
Just
pent up
rage.
All
the caffeine.
All the caffeine.
Love
you.
Shout out to Anna Marie Boas. So, we all know Anna's affinity for milk, right?
Oh my God,
if you have to pick a drink to consume 2 gallons a week of for your entire life,
other than water.
Other than water.
Would you pick water?
No, I would pick
I feel
water.
Like that's...
Just
like
water.
Yeah.
I would not.
I definitely pick 2 gallons of water.
Yeah. Like flavored water?
No.
You're kidding.
Get cream.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to put any...
I drink... I drink...
Any drink you can choose from.
And you picked flavored water.
No, no.
That's so flavored
like,
water.
You know how much
what
sugar,
flavor
like,
of water?
Orange juice has
okay,
in
put
it?
That aside.
Put that aside.
It's a drink you enjoy. It, don't get all technical about the sugar and the calories.
Okay.
What about your favorite Starbucks drink?
Oh, 2 gallons of milk. It's a really obvious answer. I would have to either pick from the Starbucks chai.
I knew it.
With, like, not a lot of ice, because they always put so much ice in it. And
yep.
Me on the or the Charlie from Dunkin'.
With almond milk.
And
it's not that bad. It's not that bad. And I really, really want to hate
so
it.
Good.
I want to hate it. And I had a sip of it.
Amazing.
It's pretty good.
You know what? Stop talking. You don't even like coffee.
You order Fernel bean frappuccinos and a cake muffin. So I'm gonna actually.
And pumpkin muffins from Dunkin'. That's your.
Oh, I won't dis. I won't. Yeah, I don't know if I would go that far.
Okay,
but
Dunkin' order is the best.
All right. Actually, I do have a question, and this is a really serious question,
oh,
and I'm not even kidding. It's fine. It's really not that bad. It's
that
just
would
I'm gonna judge you the way you answer this.
Of course. Obviously.
What is the most important article of clothing?
Ooh.
Like, in an outfit.
Oh, like, that the public
like,
can see?
What is that supposed to mean? What is that supposed to mean?
No.
The public
can
see?
I'm gonna have...
Like, shoes, top,
yeah.
Pants, belt, hair accessory.
Or, you can answer that and then say what's the most underrated and overlooked
accessory.
Underrated and overlooked is socks.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not that underrated.
I feel like
a lot of people.
Fun socks.
It's cool to have fun socks. It's quite wrinkled.
That I left shoes.
Oh yeah, 100% shoes. In my opinion, I would spend $5 on pants and a shirt combined and get like a $500 pair of shoes. Seat again and asking her more questions because
I just want to get to know me.
Why not?
Because they don't know me.
You know the game that's like we're not really strangers. You know that game?
Yes.
No.
That's like right. Let's think.
First impression of every single one of us.
In this
yes.
room.
In the room. You can start with whoever.
Anna was my Spanish partner, so I already knew a lot about her because I had to do a project on her.
Yeah.
Right. So my POV was like, oh my God, we're the same. And. Brooke, I was just like, oh my God, she's so swag. I was like, how can I, like, be her? Like, it was, like, the first dress down there, and I was like,
Oh my god, you sent me this nicest note on Snapchat. She was like, I just think your style is like really cool. And I was like, You're the best! Like, what? Oh my god, it was so cool.
So swag, loved it. Converse sent me over the edge. I was like, I'm done.
And Lily, we all think she's weird still. So.
Yeah, no, I actually went to a party with Lily in like September of last year. And it was like with like the volleyball girls in CC, and I was like, oh.
Yeah,
Lily. All right,
actually have to
cool,
sit.
Awesome.
No,
in
we,
a crowded court.
Oh my God, I sat like on top of her for an hour.
Like, we did not
to this
speak.
Party.
We sang X's and O's.
Horrible.
Back. Yeah. Anyways.
So my first impression of Ashlyn.
We'll switch things around.
I didn't really know who you were because like you weren't really from around here. Like you didn't. Where were you?
Middletown. Tomorrow,
yeah.
2 hours.
So, sorry. I just really had absolutely no idea about you. And anytime someone comes into the school, I'm not gonna be like, oh my god, I'm gonna hate this person because they're the worst. No, but like, I just had no idea, like, what. But yeah, then you started being like friends with all of us, and I was like, wow, she's pretty cool.
It didn't happen until like late until this.
Yeah, she thought we were weird, apparently.
Yeah, I did.
We were weird.
No, literally, when like. I like didn't have any friends for that point in time. I was like, what?
When I was like, when I was like,
that's the vibe. That's the vibe I strive to be like.
Like,
no, I think you're just really intimidated that all of you had already like developed your personality.
I get that.
And
I totally
was just,
get
like,
that.
Not
no.
there yet.
I was like struggled with that for a while. Like, I was scared after the sophomore season. I was like, I don't know what to do.
That reminds me of one lacrosse camp I went to, and like it's like the same scenario where it's like this whole club team goes to this one camp, and you're not a part of the club team.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cool, I'll just go bleed myself. And like, I just don't know what to do because they're all friends and they're making these jokes. And I'm like, haha, I don't know who this girl you're talking about is, and it's like, it's hard to
I did a soccer camp one time. These girls came from like other countries, but they were there for an entire week before I was there.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, okay.
All right.
Yeah,
awesome.
it's hard.
I didn't know if Ashlyn was new when I came for the first time.
I guess that's a good thing. I was.
Thanks for listening to Junk Drawer. We hope you're enjoying yourself. Our guest has a podcast too with their good friend Hannah Brazier, and it's called Cake and Criminals, where they talk about some crazy murders and true crime stories. So be sure to give it a listen.
Press. Acne. Teen acne.
Teen acne.
Probably 90% of the population.
How do you even say
90%? Don't even quote me on that, because I don't know if it's true.
But
everyone's seems like it. Everyone's had a zit
everyone's
on their face at some point.
In their life.
Unless you haven't.
If you didn't, I
then
hate you.
I hate you, and you should not be in our audience right now.
No,
only zit.
This
only
is not
acne.
Our target audience.
I was acne survivors or anything.
I just like how my mom loves to draw attention to the pimples on my face.
It's like, wait, what's that on your forehead?
What's
and it's like, it's a zit.
It's a
mom,
zit,
okay? Like, I can't even
yeah.
tell it. And yes, tomorrow's picture day. I'm aware of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It always seems to happen
when
that
is going. I got an argument with Gabe about face wash. He's like, that's the wrong face wash. Don't use that.
There's literally so many.
I was like, this works
Sarah
for me.
Is the only right answer. Prove me wrong.
I don't use that.
Oh, yeah, do you remember talking about the fact how literally no one has the same skin? Routine, and if you do, that's great that it works for you, but like it's not mainstream like at all.
Yeah,
like,
I have no skincare routine.
Oh, yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. That sounds
occasionally.
She's
on Accutane though.
Yeah,
so,
that's,
do you
I don't
use
know.
Any sort of like moisturizer on it?
On Accutane, I have to.
I was
so,
gonna say.
Accutane is aggressive with the side effects.
Right,
like,
couldn't you like not swallow for like a period of time? Like you came to school and your tongue was white.
Yes, that was what was that? I was taking. No! That was for my hyperhidrosis.
Oh, great segue. Lily has hyperhidrosis.
I am aggressively sweaty. So
all
mostly
the
in the pit and butt crack area.
That's a stretch.
The entire butt.
Is it a stretch?
Yeah, in the butt crack. Sure, we'll go there. No, but mostly in the pit area, unfortunately. And I was like, I went to the dermatologist and I was like, doc.
Doc. Check me out.
Check this out. this ain't normal. And he was like, I gotcha. We can put you on these, like, I guess they were,
was it
I
like
think
a
it was
pill
like a pill. And I tried it for one day, uh-huh. and I took the pill in the morning. I took the pill in the morning, and it was doing its job, you know, but about halfway through the day, I'm like, my mouth is really dry right now.
You're just, like, getting and everyone's water.
Yeah, and I'm like, I get a sip of my water, and the water's cold, and it feels like, it felt like sandpaper going down my throat or whatever.
And you weren't on this for
and
a long
I was
time,
like,
were you?
And I was probably, I don't know the time frame. I might have been on Accutane at this time, but I was like, that's not normal. And I was like, I don't think I'm just parched. No, it's going beyond that.
It's my meds.
I just kept the meds. I was just like a little. Were
it's still sweaty though.
Not, it was working. It was working.
That's all that matters.
And, but I was like,
job accomplished.
No, and I felt like there was this film in my mouth too, because it was so dry, but then there's just. I could feel
it was probably your mouth was so dry, just like producing.
Yeah,
a lot,
I think that's what it was.
And getting super graphic right now.
Yeah, and yeah, so I get to lunch.
Trigger warning.
I get to lunch, and I went up to you or Ava, and I was like, "Hey, is there something on my tongue? Because I could feel the film."
Oh God, you did this to me.
And, and apparently, it was just white.
It was just white. It was. You opened your mouth. You're like, it looked like the the skull like tattoo candy,
yes,
but
yes.
like full tongue. Your tongue was just white, and I was like. Oh,
my God. Yeah, and so, and then I remember starting to, like, my eyes were drying out, too. It was just really not a good day.
I can't eat my food. I was like, get off this mess.
So that was for about a day. That
it's like a fasting medicine.
Yeah.
I forgot to tell you about this.
No, but Accutane, back to...
Circle back to Bacne,
because that is why I went on Accutane, because I had aggressive
but it wasn't like,
it was,
like, you get, like, some every once in a while, but it's not, like, something that I had to lag back. Like,
yeah.
That, yours cleared up really nicely.
Yeah, but mine was bad, and it was because of probably
sweating.
Like, you play so many sports, you sweat, and it's...
Yeah. It's because I'm not, like, an athlete.
But the thing with Accutane is it also dries out, it doesn't dry out your mouth, but it dries out your face, and, like,
didn't
just
your
skin.
Your lips, like, really chapped?
My lips,
we
bring oh my
crustache.
God. The crustache. my whole face was just flaking off. It would be on my arms, too. My arms were super scaly and dry. Like, it just dried out everywhere, but the chapped lips, that was the worst thing ever. Oh my god. It was disgusting.
Oh, you would be like flakes. Yeah. Like, is it snowing?
No, it's just Lily. Okay.
No, just you.
I just have a trail. I'm leaving my breadcrumbs.
Like, scratch is like. Going
that's my acne story.
Now, mine wasn't that intense. I had some pretty avid forehead acne,
yeah.
But I didn't flake like you did.
Nah.
Unfortunately, didn't get that pleasure. But yeah, I also didn't go on Accutane. I went on this topical Epiduo Forte.
And
it was really expensive.
Yeah,
because my doctor and we were like,
because they make you go through all the topicals before you can even consider going on Accutane.
Really?
It's such a process.
And isn't Accutane itself like really?
And like
yes.
It completely redoes your, like, oil processing.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Fully. No, and for girls, it's a whole process because you cannot get pregnant on Accutane because it will have huge side effects on, I guess, you and the child you're carrying. So.
That's.
Excuse the screaming in the background.
I'm sure we picked that one up for nothing.
I think it's a lower school lunch. No, but.
It just all got worse.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
No, it is.
It's your
fault. But. Every month, I would take pregnancy tests at the dermatologist, and then I have to pass a, like, written test online, or, like, a multiple choice test, saying that I knew that I couldn't get pregnant. I knew that I either had to be abstinent or choose a certain form of birth control, and then I, would seek my doctor's advice if I wanted to go on any sort of birth control or whatever.
Right.
So that was a process. It was really annoying.
Every time I would go into a room, it's just just like pregnant women with X's.
Yeah, on and on the packaging, that's what it looked like. You would open the box, and the pill was just.
If you got pregnant, that was fully your fault.
Yes, because yeah, it worked 90 times on the box.
Oh,
like,
I didn't know.
It was just a pregnant woman with
X. Like, just real bad, like, birth defects, I guess.
I
probably
think that's what they're worried about.
Your baby
like,
just gets
how they
born
that
acne.
Yeah, your
or
baby
like,
just has really clear
probably,
skin.
They probably figured that out the hard way.
Yeah, I'm assuming they did.
So, now to rapidly jump gears, we're going to go into our Song of the Week segment. Basically, what this will be is everybody picks a song or two that they've been really liking, really getting into this past week, and they're just going to share some opinions on it, share with the group a little tell-all about the song. Anna, take it away.
So, my first song is called Slow Down Summer by Thomas Rhett. And it's a country song.
Of course.
No, shut up, Lily.
And, like, I grew up in, like, the woods. So it, like, just reminds me of, like, driving on, like, back roads in upstate New York during the summer. And it's really nice.
Very good.
Round of applause.
Our guest? Is our guest ready to share?
Maybe.
This someone's got a squeaky
chair. Ashlyn speaking. Lily has a squeaky chair. Anyway, I have quite a few favorite songs. I don't know. Mumford & Sons is pretty good. But anyway, I'd say my top one right now is between Silver Lining and Girl Acoustic for reasons because I like them a lot. Me and Lily may or may not have a shared playlist, so she takes full credit for these songs, by the way. Morgan actually gets full credit for Silver Lining. But anyway, they're my bridge songs, which means I play them when I go over the Indian Inlet River Bridge, which means that it's a very, very good special song. Love it a lot. All
right. If I had to say a favorite song currently, probably Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
What version?
What? There's so many versions. That's
your
the
version.
Issue. There's a Bob Dylan version, and then there's a version by this really unknown, like really, really, really,
really
underground. Really underground. I actually don't even know her name.
She's just so underground. Like,
so
yes.
Underground.
So underground, she doesn't
no,
exist.
No, but I made up this whole segment. No, but I found her on Spotify doing a cover, and I was like, oh, I like this better than the actual the original song.
Mm.
I like this one.
Yeah.
So that version.
Cool.
And when we play a little snippet of the song, I'll give credit, but I have no idea who the artist is off the top of my head.
Okay.
But that song.
Yeah.
All right, Brooke, ready to go?
Dude.
Brooke, get
I'm
do you
sorry.
Want me to
No. Right. I've listened to it.
Brooke listens to a variety of different
no,
music genres.
No, I just listen to, like, this one underground artist.
Right, right.
So I listen to this one band. They're really, really underground, and, like, no one knows about them. But I'd have to say my favorite song this week is probably The Less I Know, The Better by Tame Impala.
So this will conclude our very first episode of the podcast. Special thank you to first guest, Ashlyn Roselle, for coming on. And anybody got anything else to say?
Hope you enjoyed. Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed Junk Drawer.